Hi. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. And I'm not selling anything, and we're going to ask you for a donation. I can speak with Alicia Brumfield, please.
Thank you. However,
okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes of the survey, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix, Arizona are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off the wrong track?
Though I feel like they're going in the right direction, I don't feel like it's I think they try.
So right direction or wrong direction?
I think they're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, man, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area, you know, Phoenix. This area lies, south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Okay, mm-hmm. Going forward, I'm going to refer this as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read it, Levine area again?
It's clear.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
Oh, I'm not giving you no personal information.
Okay, that's the only question I was going to ask, but let me go through, okay? Okay. Okay, ma'am, and is anyone in the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. All right, and do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I am African-American. You still ask me personal questions, but go ahead.
All right, ma'am, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good. It could be better. It's good. It could be worse,
good.
Too.
Okay.
I say good.
Okay. All right. Okay, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, please rate me. Each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it would do very little to improve the quality of life, 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. But you can use any number from 1 to 5, okay? The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. More parks and recreational opportunities from 1 through 5. What would you say? What number?
I think they have enough for the kids. Right now, I think at that part, it seems like that's pretty, about 4.
About 4. Okay, what about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Oh, yeah, they need that. That's 1.
That's 1. They need more good-paying jobs.
More good-paying, that's, yes, 1.
Okay, well, remember, 1 is like, means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, okay? 5 means that it would do...
Okay. Well, I need to switch them last 2 to 5.
Okay, 5, okay? 5, both of them, right? 5.
Right.
Okay, what about better public transportation options?
Oh, yeah, that needs some improvement.
What number would you give me from 1?
I guess that's I'll give that a 4. It's
okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
More dining. I put that at a 3.
A 3? Okay. Better streets and road maintenance.
Oh yeah, that needs some improvement. I put that. If it needs improvement, say what? It needs some improvement.
Yes, well, that would be a lot, okay? That would need that. So 1 is very little, and then 5 is a lot.
5 is a lot.
Okay, all right. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
That would help. I would put that as a 4.
4? Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, I mean, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or is a student or homemaker?
I'm retired.
Retired, okay. Okay, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few? About the right amount of businesses to employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I think it's probably too few.
Too few. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work like in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I still think that's too few.
Too few. Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one would be grocery stores and supermarkets. Would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay, that'd be strongly. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
What was the next one? Some way.
Let me read it. Grocery stores and supermarkets. Would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
I say yes. They need more of those.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, we need those.
Okay, strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, yes. Okay, restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
I'm on the fence with that one. I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Okay,
I'm not sure about that.
What about doctor's office and hospitals?
Oh, that's strongly.
That's strongly, yes. Okay.
Thank
you. Okay, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more in Levine?
That's a good question. Especially, I would like to see a more variety. I think we are getting it with the grocery store chain.
Okay.
I think we got Sprouts, we got all. I think we need more grocery stores.
So more grocery stores, right? Grocery stores.
I think so, yeah, because people, it's the Safeway, it's on the first of the month, it's empty.
Okay.
And
there's
a lot of people built.
Okay, then, can you tell me what kind of stores would you like to see?
Grocery stores, food stores. Yeah.
Okay. Grocery store. Okay, and switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? Would you say the number of houses, condominiums or apartments are available to buy or rent? Would you say it's a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's a problem, a moderate problem right now.
Moderate problem. Okay, what about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? The cost to buy a rent or home, housing affordability is a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate, a slight problem, or not at all a problem?
Big problem.
Big problem. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay. I know you could be doing, more things, but you helped me with this survey. Okay. So I really thank you.
I'm missing my focus. Go ahead.
Still thinking about, residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. The first one would be a multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Mm, That's a good question, because it's more bedroom community. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, strongly or just somewhat?
Yes, strongly, I think.
Okay, what about housing options for seniors?
Oh, yes, strongly.
Okay, single family detached homes.
Strongly.
Townhouses or attached homes?
No, townhouses. I guess they all right. I strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Okay. And you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with friends and family.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, I'm going to read you some proposals, you know, to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or, you know, favor each of them. The first one say repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you strongly favor that, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oh, parking lots. Repeat that one to me one more time. Convert them to housing. That's what you
have. Yes. To repurpose or replace, you know, parking lots with new housing.
Okay, I go for that. Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat favor?
I say strongly.
Okay, what about change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhomes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
You know, that's what I was thinking about. I think it should be, because it should be all one community. And yes, I would say yes.
Strongly or just somewhat?
I'm kind of on the fair. I'm going to say some way.
Somewhat a favor. Okay, what about to repurpose or replace empty stores with commercial properties with new housing?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on TV too. I guess that could be, I'll say some way.
Okay, so what about change zoning laws to allow, you know, for the construction or more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
See, that's the thing. When you're talking about changing zone, then that goes into what, as far as political, when you're talking about zone changes, what does that consist of?
Because, you know, they work with the zoning laws, right? So they want to change the zoning laws to allow, you know, the construction of multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. I guess, you know, they cannot build. I mean, they don't say nothing here, but that's what, you know, changing the zoning law.
Okay. Yeah, because when you change the zoning laws to do that, I am not going to get political, but as far as the housing thing, yeah, okay, I'm going to agree.
But, okay, strongly in favor or just somewhat favor?
Yeah, I'm in favor, but...
Would that be... It's strongly or just somewhat?
Okay, put me down for some way.
Somewhat a favor, right? Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
More apartment buildings. That's the thing with the apartment buildings. I'm on the fence. I'm somewhere. Put me on the fence in some way.
Somewhat favor or somewhat opposed?
I'm somewhat opposed in a way.
Okay, somewhat opposed. Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Condominiums, that's about the same, but they look on a different scale. I'm going to say I'm somewhat opposed too.
Somewhat opposed. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Okay, what was the last year of school that you completed?
I guess associate's in college.
Okay, so be an associate degree, right? Some college, including community college degree or college coursework?
Community college.
All right. And what was your annual, you know, household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000, or more than 125,000.
75 to 50.
75 to 100, right?
50 to 75.
Okay, 50 to 75. That one. All right, ma'am. And finally, strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Lisa. You got mine. You call me.
Alicia, right? A-L-Y-C-I-A, right? That's what I have.
Correct.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time, ma'am. This concludes our survey, okay? I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
How about you too? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.